USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In what many are calling must-see TV, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and one of his accusers will be testifying today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford will testify separately about Ford's allegations that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers in the early 1980s. Kavanaugh strongly denying Ford's and other women's allegations against him. President Trump was going to be meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein today, possibly to fire him, but now it looks like that meeting won't happen. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he'd support the firing of Rosenstein.
Do we really want in this country the guy who is, in effect, running the Justice Department, talking about recording the Commander-in-Chief's conversations? Even if it's done in jest, it shouldn't be done in jest. It shouldn't be done at all.
This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
President Trump downplaying the laughter that he received when he addressed the UN General Assembly earlier this week. He was boasting about his administration's accomplishments at the time.
They weren't laughing at me. They were laughing with me. We had fun. That was not laughing at me.
Trump using the opportunity to say that reports they were laughing at him are another case of fake news. President Trump saying he rejected a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the United Nations. Speaking in New York yesterday, he said he's still very unhappy about the ongoing trade dispute with Canada. A South Carolina town's on the edge over concerns about flooding from long-gone Hurricane Florence. People in Georgetown have been bracing all week for the rivers to crest and wash them out, but the floodwaters haven't come yet. People being warned, though, it could still happen in the next couple of days. As expected, the Fed raised a key interest rate yesterday by a quarter point. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Troubled pizza chain Papa John's is now reaching out to potential buyers and asking them to submit offers. That's according to a Reuters report that says the Louisville, Kentucky-based company is seeking help as its founder, John Schnatter, tries to regain control of the company after he stepped down under pressure for making racially insensitive comments on a media training conference call. Schnatter still owns 30% of the company. The company's reportedly hoping to receive some bids by the end of next month, but a Papa John's spokesperson would not comment on the report. President Trump at the United Nations this weekend continued to defend his trade policies, including tariffs. Walmart, Procter & Gamble, and a few other major companies have been warning that tariffs on U.S. imports are raising their costs and, as a result, raising their prices. And USA Radio's Wendy King tells us of another company.
Ford CEO Jim Hackett says the Trump administration's tariffs on imported steel and aluminum will cost the company $1 billion. Hackett told Bloomberg Television that Ford gets most of its metals from U.S. producers that have raised prices due to the tariffs imposed by the Trump administration this year. Hackett says they have the most hourly employees in the U.S., and they build more vehicles here than any other automaker. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And I'm Chris Barnes, and this is USA Radio News.